Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly. That was a lot.
That was good. No, it's good. That was good.
I'm all hyped up about what we're going to talk about today.
No, that's steroids.
I know.
She's very confused.
Well, today we're going to talk about how not to be confused because I was confused before I started unconfusing myself.
I think now we're all confused.
With research.
Amazing. So today we're going to the fitness route.
Yeah.
We did food last week, but we've been doing like, you know, health, wellness, which we love. But we need to talk about something that I think is trending. Is it trending?
It's trending, but I think it was really big in the 90s. And then it's big within, like, it goes.
She'll get there. Just wait. Just wait for it.
It, like, ebbs and flows. And right now it's on the up where, like, the younger generation just, like, thought they discovered it.
Oh, do you know what I mean? Yeah, but that's for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like clothes, they're feeling like whatever style, like our 90s style.
Like they discovered chokers.
Yeah.
Or Ren and Stimpy on a sweatshirt.
We love you guys, but like, come on. Get it together.
So yeah, I feel like I guess the right word to use would be trending.
Oh, well, that's where we landed? That's where we got? Cool. Yeah, I think it's trending because there's more influencers talking about, I think it's brands. I think a lot of people are getting sponsored ads.
Yeah.
So these influencers are talking about whoever's giving them money, but they don't really know what they're talking about, which we say all the time. This is not news. We do not support false
advertising
and influencers and just for the click.
I just posted about this on my personal Instagram the other day.
She's private, so don't look.
Don't look. I'm private. You can't follow me. But I did post about 10 pictures from our horrendous getaway that I told you all a couple weeks ago. We had the norovirus. Had I not told you that we had the norovirus and it was horrible and I'm basically not in any pictures, you would think it was the best vacation we've ever had.
Well, you're never in any pictures.
I know. But like, I was absent from half of it. But the ones that I am in, I'm smiling. Everybody's happy. Like,
thank God for makeup.
You would never know. And I really put a disclaimer on my post. I said, this is an exact description is like exactly why social media is fake, because this was the worst weekend of our lives, but you'd never know it from what I posted.
Yeah.
And that's true for anything. People get sponsored by these brands to talk about it when they might not be the best brand, but they got paid to talk about it. So. Yeah.
Also, it's something I think for women, we don't know much about, unless you're getting educated by a trainer or you're educating yourself, but protein supplements, creatine, BCAAs, it's not part of like your fitness. I don't know. And that might be a personal thing that I think, like I didn't know anything about it until I started training and doing all the fitness stuff because it wasn't something we talked about.
Sounds like a personal problem. I waited for you to finish the sentence because I've been thinking about that for a while.
Your eyes went dead. I looked over and I was like, she's not really here. She's thinking about something else.
I was like, take a breath so I can say sounds like a personal problem.
How do you feel?
What am I doing here?
How do you feel that you said it? You feel good?
I feel like it worked. By the way, if you're watching, I am not wearing a gown today. Let's talk about it really quickly. I'm wearing my luxury travel outfit. This is what I wear when I travel.
What?
Yeah, I wear this when I travel. And it's my favorite, rip-away buttons on the side, just in case you need that.
Okay, tell me wait, they only go up to the knee.
Yeah, I know.
So you can only rip away up to the knee.
Uh-huh.
So only injuries from the knee down do these pants support.
Anyway, this is my travel outfit, in case you were wondering what I look like on a plane.
I can't tell if it's like a Rhythm Nation because the buttons come from, you know, like military style from the hip down. I can't tell if you're a Real Housewife.
All of the above.
In Villanova with the, you know, the beige and.
Specifically Villanova.
Yeah, Villanova.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nowhere else.
No, I like all these options.
And then we got the, you know, really Claire's jewelry.
Around the wrist. Oh, around the wrist. Well, this is a bracelet that one of my students gave me, and it says my name on it, just in case I forget. This is a bracelet my sons gave me for Mother's Day. Way to make fun of them. And this
happily.
Is
happy to.
A necklace Lewis gave me, and it's got an L on it. And everybody's like, oh, what does the L stand for? I'm like, Lewis. Just Lewis.
Not Melody, not Dean.
Nope. Lewis picked it out, gave it to me, so I wear it all the time. But the other two? Not so much.
They also don't care, to be clear and fair. They give no Fs about it.
So, yes, it's all Claire's, to reiterate her statement.
I really like that this luxurious outfit, because it does look like butter.
It feels like butter.
Does it?
Yeah.
It looks good. And then you forgot about your feet.
I'm wearing my cute Adidas.
Are they cute?
Shut up.
They're dirty.
They're brand new.
They are.
Victoria, they're brand new. Where is the marking on them?
Oh, they look filthy.
Look, even the bottoms are clean. I hate you. I'm sorry I didn't wear all black today. We are completely opposite.
I'm wearing slippers. They're platform slippers. That makes them a little like less bedroomy.
Is that what you travel in?
I travel comfortable. Like, I wear leggings.
Same. I'm very comfortable. I'm sitting in butter. Anything?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking about how I would rip away my leggings. And I don't think I could. So,
just in case you need that feature, it's there.
Yeah. No, you look good. Okay. We're moving on to the main event here. Wow. So, creatine versus protein. Did you know anything about it before you like looked into it?
I don't think they knew what we were talking about because we never actually said it.
Creatine and protein.
We never mentioned it. We're talking about creatine and protein and vitamin. No, I'm just kidding. That just rhymed. We're not talking about that. Just the C and the P.
I need you to leave. I really need... Every week... I second guess all of my choices. I really do a self-reflection.
Where are my tissues?
It's been weeks. Oh, I have not replenished.
Okay.
Maybe right. You could use your butter shirt.
Creatine and protein.
Did you know anything about it before you looked it up?
So I had judgments about them. Preconceived ideas of what I thought they were. I knew a little bit more about protein. And I knew nothing about creatine. I just thought it's exactly what I said to Victoria the other day or yesterday or this morning. Time is nothing. I said, I think a lot of people think that creatine bulks you up and makes you a bodybuilder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what you have in your head, is that creatine makes you like muscle man. And it's not.
Well, I think people think that about protein too. Because if you think about like protein powder, I go to that giant black jug.
Uh-huh.
There is like a CrossFitter type muscle shirt guy scooping stuff out of it. Like, it's very stereotypical marketing is where my, even now, and I have protein powder.
Yeah, I drink it every day.
And that, yeah, we'll talk about the other type, but there's like two types of protein now, which we just discovered the second type, and it's like our best kept secret.
Yeah.
But that's what I think of, and I think that's what a lot of people think of. Creatine, I think jitters. I think caffeine with creatine.
Really?
Because creatine can, depending on what kind, there are some that have like higher dosage. If you don't know what you're supposed to be taking, when you're supposed to be taking, or how much, then it can give you like the caffeine.
Yeah. Oh, effect. I didn't know that.
And some people have protein powders or workout powders. There's a bunch of them out there that have creatine in it, and they don't know it. So then they're like, why do I feel like this? And that's a lot of people have said that to me. So that's what I think. But it's very specific to what you need and how much you need when we get into like what creatine actually is.
Your skin is very glowy right now.
I've been taking collagen.
It's like very... We're not sponsored. This is not an act. I don't have a script I'm reading off of.
Tell her to say this.
I don't look at you ever. like there's no need to.
Which really doesn't. We did a class last night where we had to make up all new dances. Super fun. Super not stressful. Carly's idea. Shocking.
We're really good crammers.
And she wouldn't follow me because she wouldn't look at me. I gave you the one move and you were like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this for a while. And then I was already on three more. Look at me.
I can't.
Look at me.
Is that the Carrie Underwood song?
Dream Girls.
Oh. There's so many Look At Me songs.
It's literally called Look At Me.
Okay. Well, I don't normally because I it's like osmosis. What is in her head goes into mine. I don't need to look at her.
Oh, no. That's not how it works.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think that's ever. I would love for it to work like that.
But your skin is so glowy.
I do have makeup
glowy's
on.
Glowy's not the right word. Dewy.
I like glowy.
Okay, glowy.
Dewy feels wet.
Yeah, no, it's not. Doesn't look wet.
Yeah, I think
it looks supple.
I think it's the no.
Okay.
No. It's how you held the L. She went supple.
I know. I didn't like that word either.
Yeah. I think it's the spoiled child.
Yeah, you would be. She is. She's the third. She gets whatever she wants. Sometimes she goes out for coffee with my mom and they get tattoos together and they don't call me.
Because you're type A and you don't want another tattoo on a whim.
Oh my God. The other day you were like, hey, I can't meet you today. I'm going to have lunch or coffee with mom. And I was like, I didn't get the text. Oh no, mom just asked me.
Okay. Well, let's tell the real story. So glad we're not going off track today. The real story is that I made mom coffee here because we worked for 4.5 hours on the recital doing paperwork and lists for the dance recital coming up in May.
I could have made it funny.
You could have wasted our time.
Whatever. I was like, where are you guys? Oh, we're together having coffee, chatting.
No, what really happened is you sent a picture of the blueberry coffee from Wawa and I said, mom brought me one this morning.
And I said, cool, ...
I will happily give those 4.5 hours back to you.
An extra dot for emphasis because you only need three.
I need creatine for energy right now because you are draining me.
Anyway, her skin looks great.
Thank you.
Eat the collagen, drink the collagen. She influenced me. She didn't even get paid for it, but I bought the collagen and I started doing it yesterday.
Yeah. You got it yesterday?
Yeah, I started. So I took my second shot today.
Shot
meaning in a shot glass, like you drink it. Like I'm not.
It's liquid collagen.
Yeah.
I have the mango. She's the pineapple.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, mango's really good too.
I don't even put it in anything. I just put it in the shot glass and I take it.
Yeah. You can put it in like a bare glass of water. They say put it in anything of your favorite drink. I can't imagine putting it in coffee.
Oh, God, no.
I just drink it straight and then wash it out. And I even put water in it and then I like take the stuff that gets stuck to the edges. Yeah, I don't know. Just to like get the most out of it because it's expensive.
It's expensive. I didn't do, like we talked about last week, I did not do the subscription because I wanted to see if it's working. But after looking at Victoria's dewy, supple, moisturized, glowy skin, I might be signing up to do
this. I don't like this.
We're going to zoom in after so you guys can all see it.
She doesn't touch anything, so that won't happen. Because she doesn't know how to touch the camera or the computer or anything.
Creatine and protein and vitamin.
That reminds me of I Love Lucy.
Yes,
Vegemin? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We so smart.
We said we're not going to talk about anything else today. We're just going to talk about the C and the P.
Stop. You got to stop saying that. You really have got to keep it for your OnlyFans. All right. Creatine. We're going to start with creatine.
Let's do it.
So I keep saying energy because that's what it does. Layman's terms, it provides energy to you, to the body, and then it has a bunch of benefits, but energy is its purpose, which is very different than protein. So
let's see what I wrote down.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing. It can be found in meat and fish. So not in any other, like protein can be found in meat, fish,
dairy,
legumes, nuts, grains, stuff like that. creatine can only be found in meat and fish. And I hate how it's broken down like that. Meat and fish.
Why?
Isn't fish meat?
No.
No, fish is not fish, meat.
You know what? No.
It's, what is it?
You're thinking it's like, well, think about the meat of the fish. It's meat.
But you just said no.
Oh, I did?
So, what's your argument here?
I don't have one. You're fine. Yeah, I don't like it either. I'm easily swayed. If you create a good argument, I'll go to the other side.
But you don't know what side you're on right now. You didn't. Okay.
What's the problem with the world?
Fact. Fact in your luxury suit. Okay. So you get, so because of the energy, you get more out of your workouts. So think of having like a really tired day, you know, any day of the week.
Like every day?
Every day.
Why have we not known about this? That's what I want to know.
I just have a hard time. Like, I don't like taking ibuprofen. Wait. I don't like taking acetaminophen when I have a headache. Like, I adding supplements and vitamins are different, but adding stuff into my diet that's like something to enhance, I have a hard time getting on board.
I agree. And I was thinking about it because I was thinking how we lost a lot of weight and we did it on clean eating and like no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why would I need to put a powder in my body? I did that.
Like for protein?
Yes. For like protein, creatine. I was like, I lost weight and I felt really good and I built muscle without those things. Why do I need it?
Because I guarantee everybody could use more protein in your diet for your body. Like, you don't need enough protein.
No, I don't even, my additives, like my protein that I drink is still not enough.
No, because it's only 20 grams right. out of your like yeah. daily total. So creatine is just, it's yes, enhancing, which is where I get stuck with that word, but it's something our body already produces. Protein is something our body already produces. So the brand that you choose is really important because you don't want added chemicals and stuff that you can't pronounce in the nutritional list or the ingredient list. And if you think of it that way, then you're just giving yourself more of what your body needs help producing.
Right.
For like a better performance or future. I mean, as you age, protein is harder to create for yourself
yeah.
and keep strong and, you know, muscle, bone, everything. So why not take more in as like a help?
Yeah, I think it's a mental thing.
It is a mental thing. I use Earth Chimp. We're off topic again. I use Earth Chimp protein and it's like vegan, cruelty-free, no GMO, no added sugar, no, like it doesn't have anything in it that I can't pronounce.
Right.
And I feel better about that.
Yeah.
So when I send you my smoothies with pineapple, it's yeah. that. And that to me is not like putting something that's not clean,
like processed quote. Food.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what I don't want to do. I'm really good about not eating processed foods unless it's Dots pretzels. If you know, you know. But I'm really good at not eating that. So I'm like, I don't want to put a man-made something like from a package in my body when I'm doing so, like I feel so much better when I don't. However.
I want you to try the one that I have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think you'll feel better about that part of it. Creatine, I've never tried. I don't use that yet. After all this, I think I might.
I think I am too because it really does emphasize it's an energy booster for your workouts.
Yeah. And muscle recovery. So let's get back to what we were talking about.
Okay, go back.
So yes, energy booster. You'll feel less tired getting through the workout and then post-workout. You won't be completely drained. Yes, the workout will be hard and be challenging, but the way your body responds, hi, will be different. This is Pepper.
She needs some creatine.
She has no social awareness and will just take up your space. And she's also a very, very...
thick.
No, she is not thick. But she only wants pets. So you'll see her just use her paw. And yeah, there you go. Thank you for doing that on cue. Also, leave me alone. Muscle recovery is something that I think I got to stop like messing around with.
What do you mean?
Creatine will help you not suffer.
She's in my face. Hello.
Not me, the dog. For those of you not watching and listening. the like repaired muscles. So when you do a lot of squats and you're lifting heavy, you basically rip your muscles open. That's what happens.
Yes.
And so when they're ripping open, the goal, if you're healthily doing everything right, eating the right foods and working out properly, is that they bind back up together, but a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger. So you gain the muscle. But that repair is really painful.
Yeah.
That's the delayed,
why you're sore.
Yes. That's the delayed onset muscle soreness. So that's that like crippling feeling 2 days after you did something hard on a Monday. Now it's like Wednesday, Thursday, and you still can't walk. So creatine helps you not suffer as long. I think you're still going to feel sore. Like should. First of all, you should.
It's not a magic pill. It doesn't like take it away.
But the muscle growth and the repair of the muscle happens a little nicer with creatine for basic terms.
Yes.
So I think that's something that I like. We just talked about it this morning.
Oh my God, this morning.
We get it to Thursday and we go to yoga and it's like you can't even hold a plank. Like our arms are dead. My body's tired. My brain is obviously tired.
Shaking. Like my arm, we were talking about it today, shaking. Yeah. I could not hold my body up.
I just didn't.
She didn't. I looked over. She's on her stomach.
Child's pose, baby. It's there for you.
So it's our rest day on Thursday. And what we said is our mind and our body realize that it's our rest day and it dies. Like it feels all the feelings of the week.
It feels the feels.
So that we can go on and get through the weekend, which is huge, like a big time for us. But I want to try the creatine to see if maybe it does. It's not such a spike and such a drop.
It's not. No, especially over time. So we'll get into the timing of when you should take creatine versus when you should take protein.
I wrote down stuff too, guys. Just, I did research.
I just like talk better, you know?
No, I like how you're describing it because I just did bullet points. However, I did it in the Fit to Be Real book.
It's a different book every week, folks.
It's whatever I can find.
Different book. Because there's no organization. I put my books in this spot every week. She's just like grasping at straws.
I'm like, oh my God, I have 10 minutes. I got to go look up these articles. What's the closest book?
So it increases your strength as well. Endurance and fitness athleticism, which I thought was funny. Because like, if you're not coordinated, then athleticism is not. You can't just like all of a sudden. Creatine's not going to give you that. But athleticism means a lot of different things. So, but strength, fitness, performance, that's a creatine thing. All right. You need 3 grams daily.
I like that.
Yeah, you keep going. What do you got?
I was just going to say that protein and creatine do a lot of the same things, but they do a lot of different things too. And they're used for different things. So don't think like, oh, I do protein, I don't need creatine. I do creatine, I don't need protein. They're very different.
Yeah. We're going to get into that as well.
Oh, sorry. I'm jumping.
No. But 3 grams daily. That's what you need. And bedtime. You need a long duration.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I would have taken it when I woke up.
No.
Can I help you?
No.
Talking to your dog.
It's something that helps the body and gets absorbed by the body over time.
Right.
So you need like a longer time for the body to like take it in like a sponge. Think about sponge. So if you're just holding a sponge underwater, what's the real thick one? I use it. The buddy.
It's like hard almost. It's got a face on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that one.
Scrub Daddy.
Sorry. That's for OnlyFans.
That came out of. Whew. Scrub. I just heard you.
Scrub Daddy is her OnlyFans name.
It's called Scrub Daddy.
I love that.
You know, Carly was here the other day decorating my truck for a parade, and she was like, what do you think your drag name would be? I was like, what? Who are you?
Wait, Scrub Daddy is your OnlyFans. Scrub Daddy. $9.99 a month.
Scrub. Very cheap.
Wait, that's too cheap.
Super cheap. So Scrub Daddy's really hard. It's like a Brillo pad. I'm going to need you to turn your microphone off. You're wasting my time. You put it under the water, and it's so tough that it doesn't soak up right away. So, like, you have to really submerge for a while, and then the entire thing softens, and then it's still going to, like, scrub and do its job, but it's soft, right? You could squeeze it, and all the soap will come out. So that's what creatine does. So you need the 8 hour, as if we could all get 8 hours of sleep every night. Wouldn't that be nice? You need that long time for the creatine to be taken in and then, like the sponge, absorb throughout the entire body to the right places, to the muscle, and then it works for you the next day. So that's how creatine works. Protein is a little different. We're going to get into that. Are you good? Have you composed yourself?
I'm Jesus. In recovery.
You are.
I'm in recovery. That whole speech, I was.
Yeah, we know. Okay. You looked down, pretended to read your notebook of crap. Protein.
Okay, wait. We've skipped.
We didn't. We didn't skip. Okay. Why don't you tell us about protein? No.
Please go. You're doing so well. I'll just give my yes and OnlyFans jokes. OnlyFans, sponsor us.
Oh my gosh. We did. Oh my gosh, no.
Oh no. Yeah, no. We don't need money that badly. Scrub daddy.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
We did an episode on protein
and BCAAs
and amino acids, which is all
BCAAs
and amino acids.
That's what a BCAA stands for, a branched chain amino goddamn acid. Okay. So proteins are made up of those amino acids. Branched chain quite literally means a link, right? So amino acids are linked together, creates a protein. So it's important to know that.
I read that it was, if you think about it, like the chain link you made for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way I can picture it in my mind now. Like, and I can actually see the amino acids, like you get the construction paper of red and green and you make a little link and you tape it and then you tape the other one and it's like a garland. That is what protein looks like.
That's actually, yeah, I agree.
That's all I have for the rest of the day. Continue.
Do you have like a different wish or thing on each link for like your a different protein?
Thing you have to do every day?
Is that to be what nice? It was?
Yeah, oh, it was like an advent wreath.
To be nice.
Yeah. To be nice. You had to do like different. Every link was a different nice thing.
It wasn't a different toy you were wishing for?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you need – protein is very individualized. And people ask me this question all the time. How much protein do I need? Well, it's different. It's not like – women need 50 grams.
No. Yeah.
It depends on your body weight, your activity level, and your age. So as you age, things change, right? Your body naturally makes more. So there's a lot of factors. But generally speaking, 0.8, which I hate decimals like that because it's hard for me to.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Like a round number. To 1 gram.
Per pound.
Per pound of body, right?
Get it out. Okay.
She's doing the little shaky shake. Okay. For those of you not watching, I was talking about Carly.
Otherwise known as Pepper.
So you need about 1 gram per pound of protein. That's a lot of protein. I don't think we really understand like how much protein that is. I've upped my protein in the past 2 weeks. Game changer.
So do you feel like you have more energy? Like what? Yes. Why is it a game changer?
It holds me longer throughout the day. I have to be like, oh, it's time. It's lunchtime. This is the time that I have to eat. And I have to eat it, even if I'm not hungry.
Right.
Because breakfast was so good. So I jam-pack my breakfast up to. So it depends on what breakfast I'm choosing, and we're not going to go through all of that. But up to 40 grams is just breakfast. And that holds me because my body is, like, number one, working really hard to digest it.
Yeah.
So it's busy. My body's busy. It's not thinking about what next meal that I need because I'm still hungry.
And you feel full.
I'm
fuller, longer.
Super full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super full. And then by the time I get, like, for instance, what my Wednesdays are horrible. By the time I get to my last 5 hour stint, which passes dinner, passes, like, it's bedtime by the time I get home, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because I ate 20 grams more, 40 grams more at lunch, and then a protein shake before I get back to work and then can't eat for the rest of the night.
Right.
So protein, yes, it holds me over, which I think is the biggest game changer.
Yeah, that's huge.
But your metabolism needs it. So like we don't have great, well, I don't know about you, but genetically, everybody's metabolic rate is different, and it's usually like familial. So Andrew's family burns calories different than our family does, right? So we hold a little bit more in the Gutierrez gene.
I was going to say in the Boutte. You were going to say in the genes. I was going to say exactly where in the genes.
Oh, my God. But that metabolic rate also depends on how much protein you're giving your body for it to work for you. Like, you can change your metabolic.
I was just going to say that. You're in charge. We both did. You can change your metabolism by what you eat, when you eat, how you eat. Mm-hmm. So when people say, oh, it's your genetics, sure, that has a part of it.
First of all, bullshit.
Yeah, it's not in our genetics.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Our genetics are the same. We couldn't be more different.
But we also can look the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, we... Do you know what I mean?
No, I need you. Oh. No, please tell us more.
We both changed our metabolisms, but yes, we look different, but we did change our whole composition of our body.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm not sure. Yes. Okay. We digress. I just hope you get the importance of protein and how much you're getting.
Wait. Before you move on, I am going to say this. Not eating enough protein, which I struggle with every day, and it's not because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so full, I can't possibly eat anymore. I just don't eat enough of it. It can actually really, really hurt you in your weight loss goals or your muscle growth goals if you don't eat enough protein, because if you don't eat enough of it, then it starts breaking down your muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... that is a big thing that I need to wrap my head around sometimes when I'm like, I am eating like a bird and I'm still the same weight and I don't feel great. It's because I'm not eating enough. And it's hard to wrap your head around that. Don't look at her.
Every day we talk about this.
I know. The more protein you eat, it aids in weight loss and muscle growth.
It's not bulk.
Yes, I know that. I know it's not bulk, but... it's very important to know that it will break down your muscles that you've worked so hard on creating. It'll take away from them if you don't eat enough protein when it's supposed to be adding to it.
It builds muscle. First check mark. Builds muscle. So it keeps them from breaking down the muscle tissue.
We must have read the same articles.
Literally what you just said.
Yeah.
Yay, you provided to the conversation.
I passed the test.
I'm just kidding.
But that doesn't mean make big muscles. I just want to reiterate that because...
No, it's not bulk.
Lean muscle. It's all lean muscle unless you're actively working in a specific way to be bulky, which none of the people that we work with are. So just putting that out there.
She means business.
I get really frustrated when people say, I don't want to look bulky, and that's why I don't take this class. It frustrates me because it just means you don't know enough about it to know that nothing we do at CFIT could ever make you bulky unless we were training you specifically for a weightlifting competition, which we never have. So that's my PSA about that. Sorry, that TED talk. It's my Carly talk.
Shut up.
Okay.
Keep going. Okay. It repairs tissues and cells. So similar to creatine, it helps with repair, right? We don't need to get into that too much. Strengthens bones and helps them from deteriorating. Same thing as the muscle. And as you age, that's a big one. That's a super big one. Stop looking at me.
Stop looking at me, Swan. What's it from?
Boost. God, you're so aggressive.
What's it from?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Billy Madison.
There we go.
God, be smarter.
Boost your immune system, which I actually didn't know. This is one that I didn't think it was a part of it.
Actually, I didn't either.
So BCAAs, like we said, from the proteins, they're used to build the white blood cells. And we've talked about this when we talked about the gut health episode. The white blood cells are our fighters.
Yes.
Our protectors of infection.
She went through this whole thing and we understood it then.
Yeah. And that's, there are like our wall of, our army guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so... proteins are a big proponent of that, and I actually didn't know that. So it'll help you from keeping getting sick all the time.
From keeping getting sick?
Shush! Yes. Burns fat. Protein burns fat. Let me say it again. Protein burns fat. How, you ask? It boosts your metabolism, like I said. So your metabolic rate, how your body breaks stuff down and burns calories, is directly affected by the intake of protein. And that burns fat. It also, what it does to the muscle and builds muscle, the scale is a different beast.
So you can say that again.
I don't like how you did that. The scale is a different beast.
You can say that again.
No.
Okay.
Because the scale doesn't know what's fat and what's muscle. So when you get on the scale and you've been like eating well, you've been working hard, your activity levels are high, you're taking the proper rest days and you're drinking the right, all the things. And you're now lean muscle, burned fat, but the scale doesn't really know that once you get to a certain point of this journey. So know that the muscle is very different when it comes to, the scale, which I know I just said it in a different way.
Maybe I should have kept that BMI Apple digital scale that Andrew gave me for my birthday about 15 years ago.
You should have, but maybe not because you're off the sauce.
Okay, I'm off the sauce.
It builds muscle mass, which provides more energy to maintain than fat does. Does that make sense?
Say it one more time, slower. For our OnlyFans.
It builds muscle. Oh, no.
I mean, you were supposed to say it like cuter. Like, but, like,
sexier.
Yeah. For the scrub daddies.
It builds muscle mass. It builds muscle mass, which I can't
it's
read that one word.
Writing.
Which requires more energy to maintain than fat. The muscle mass requires
more energy to maintain
than fat.
Got it.
That's how the fat gets burned, right? The body wants to work harder for the muscle than it does the fat, so it eliminates the fat part of the process, if you say it like that. Even at rest, even if you're not actively moving and exercise and doing something to burn calories, like take a class, at body at rest, what we're doing right now, if we have our protein jam-packed right now, the body is like burning for you.
It's working.
If you take it.
Right.
If you eat enough and if you do what the whole point of protein is.
So, hold on. When we say, hold your horses.
Ah!
When we say that our, or any, doesn't have to be ours, weightlifting, lifting weights, doing
boo,
resistance.
It has to be ours.
Boo. Resistance training. Those types of workouts burn all day long. All day long. If you have the right amount of protein in your body. If you are not eating enough protein and you're weightlifting and you're resistance training, it will not work for you. So you have to do all the things, Carly. Not just some of them, Carly. You have to do all of them.
Listen, this isn't just a you thing. I'm going to tell you at the end a conversation I just had and it blew my mind.
With me?
No, we don't talk.
Okay.
With people at the gym about truly not understanding the concept of like what you do at home matters more.
Oh my God.
Right? So before we get to that, here's the whole purpose, right? Creatine versus protein. Who knows what's on her list? We're not sure what she's looking at. We're not too sure what was there.
I still have two more pages.
Oh wow, I'm impressed. All right. So creatine has a piece of glutamine, not vitamin, glutamine.
Oh, that's what we should have said. Creatine, protein, glutamine, vitamin.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It preserves the muscle. So creatine preserves the muscle. Protein has leucine, which is muscle growth.
You're just saying words that rhyme.
They're enzymes. So an enzyme for preservation of the muscle, protein is growth of the muscle. So it's like if you have like the chart where it's, they're like, this product, check, check, check,
yeah,
check,
yeah,
check.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
one, check, check, check. Not that one, right? Like, so we're going down like that. So in terms of BCAAs and branched chain amino acids, this one does it for preservation. This one has it only for muscle growth, right? They don't have the same. They do different things.
Right.
Then you go to what we talked about earlier for absorption rate, the sponge. So we've already talked about creatine. The sponge needs to be underwater longer to fully, like, squeeze and like work. I will not say what the sponge is called.
Scrub daddy.
The protein is a dollar store sponge that soaks up immediately.
Damn.
It is a quickly absorbed and a quick response. So that dollar store, you know, the yellow one with the green Brillo?
Yes. The Scotch.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Is it a brand?
Yeah.
So Scotch. Maybe it's not the dollar store. I get them at the dollar store.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
They soak up so quickly because they're not as dense. And the moment you put it underwater, you can use it immediately. That's protein.
Ooh, I like that analogy. Sense? Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Then you go down to the daily timing of intake. So when should you take it? Creatine. Yeah, yeah, flip the pages. Creatine consumed during long fasting periods, i.e. bedtime, right?
Because it needs time to absorb.
Yeah, you're not going to eat overnight. That was good.
Thank you. I wrote it down.
Protein.
You want to know when? Before or after workouts.
Protein?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Check.
I don't know what you have, so that's why I'm just talking bits. But she does know what she's talking about. Yeah, before or after a workout.
So I didn't know that.
Due to the absorption.
I was not aware of that, and I was just drinking my protein drink that I always drink willy-nilly.
But the one you're talking about is also okay, too, though.
Yeah. I did not know that creatine needed time to absorb. So that's new information for me, which is, I think, really important. Because if you're taking it, like Victoria said, and you're uneducated about it, it could hurt you instead of help you.
Or just like not work.
Or not work. Yeah.
All right. Now we go down to the weight loss aspect of these two supplements.
Do it.
There is nothing for the creatine. Like, there is nothing that says this part of it will make you lose weight.
Right.
No. That doesn't mean it's bad. That doesn't mean it's not worth it. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It's just, it's not like, I want to lose weight, I'm going to take some creatine. Right.
I think it's more of a bonus. Like, the protein you need to lose weight, the creatine is a bonus in muscle gain, in muscle mass, and feeling good. I think it's an extra.
Yeah. Well, it provides the energy to be able to do everything.
Right.
So that you can go to the workout, go to work, take care of the kids. I mean, it's not, you shouldn't just take it if you're not working out. You have to be active. You have to be utilizing the muscle in the right way for creatine. It's not something you should, it's not like an energy drink.
Right.
Which, don't drink those.
No.
But, we should do an episode on that.
Done.
But, yeah, it's enhancing.
An enhancer. Yeah, it's not a necessity.
Protein is a consistent metabolic affect. So it consistently will change and work for your metabolism. That's how it works with weight loss.
Yeah.
There's no difference to take a protein with a creatine powder for weight loss or to take a protein without a creatine powder for weight loss. Doesn't matter. Like, you don't need to pair them. One's not better without the other. They can be together. They can be separate. They can be, it doesn't matter, is basically what everyone has now figured out about them, which I didn't know either.
Yeah.
The decision to take any of these, I wrote this down even though I know this because I want to stress it. The decision to take creatine or protein is based on the individual needs and goals of your health journey. You don't take it because somebody else is taking it. You don't take it because we're talking to you about it right now.
Right.
You don't take it because you work out 7 days a week, one day a week. You have to decide with someone who's a little more educated about it. Find a trainer. Find someone you're working with. Anybody in your circle that maybe uses it already. The gym that you go to. Carly.
Well, I asked our brother. I asked Billy about it because I was like, all right, so once you start thinking about things, your phone hears your thoughts and your algorithm starts. So creatine started popping up, even though we hadn't even talked about this yet. I might have said it out loud to Andrew a couple times.
Ooh.
I know. And the phone started doing it. So the more I kept seeing it, because this is how social media works, I was like, all right, Billy, tell me if I were to, because he's very on top of me and my protein. If you ever had
someone's got to a
brother that's very involved in your protein intake, I have one. And so I was asking about creatine and he told.
That's so nice. I've given up on her. That's why you have three kids.
I don't listen to him either, but he's not at the giving up part because I haven't not listened to him enough times as I have to her. So he doesn't live here. We have a brother.
He's from out of town. Tell us what you're telling us.
Okay. It's called First Form. So if you're a beginner creatine taker.
Okay.
It's First Form, P-H-O-R-M, and I'm telling you this so you can go look it up yourself. Don't just go and purchase it, but that's what I'm going to start with because I'm a beginner creatine taker, but First Form.
Okay.
So go to somebody that's educated about it before you, and not us, because...
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm so busy.
But I mean, or, you know, just research it. Just, we told you the basics. Now you go take it a step farther and see if it's something that you want to do for you. I think it's definitely something that I want to do.
Yeah.
So especially after this morning being like, if it helps in muscle recovery, I want to try it.
Yeah. Doesn't mean go harder. Just what we're already doing. Just why if there's something that can work for you and with you, why would we not? When we're busting our bodies to the point where like maybe at some point they won't allow us to do it anymore. I don't want to get to that point.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it's taking care of your body too, which, yeah, if you're comfy, Pepper, just, you know, lay it all out there. I think we're doing all the right things, but we're not helping ourselves as much as we could.
Working harder, not smarter.
Right. And that's, so talk about real quick. The protein that we take.
So whey protein is what you put in a smoothie with spinach and frozen berries or just milk, right? That's the thicker protein powder. It's exactly what you're thinking. That's whey protein. So
it's like a meal replacement or a meal.
Depending
on what you get. Yeah.
Cachava is a meal replacement. I know that's on everyone's algorithm. It's just always popping up. That's a meal replacement. It has nutrients. It has superfoods. It has like vegetables in there to make it a meal. The protein powder I have is vegan and wonderful, but it's just protein. So that is a little bit different, but it's thicker. And the protein that we just got really into is Oath. That's the brand. It's from a really fancy place called Target. And on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon.
It's cheaper at Target, though, because you pay Amazon, you pay like $8 more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But it's a protein isolate. Which just means how they extract and change the protein makes it like a crystal light packet. So it can be put into water and you drink it out of your water jug, not in a smoothie that you have to prep and make. But it's 20 grams of protein for one scoop. And that is such a great supplement. Like I'll put it in my like shaker. And just leave it in my bag until I need it later in the day when I'm not able to eat anything, but I want to make sure I'm getting it all in. Or you take it in the morning and you sip it all day long because you're not a great water drinker. Like, it's a really good supplement.
We love it.
Yeah.
The flavors are great. I don't like when you can taste the thickness of a protein powder of like whey. I don't take that yet. Actually, I have some. I just haven't taken it yet. But the flavors are great if you think that you are not a big water drinker, it really helps.
I trick myself with whey protein by making it in ice cream.
It looked good the other day, whatever you made.
Yeah, it was almond milk, pineapple.
Almond milk.
Almond milk.
Almond milk.
Pineapple. And chocolate protein powder.
Yes.
And I just put more frozen pineapple than like milk, whatever the proportion was. And it just makes it like thicker. And I spooned it out.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm having a midday ice cream.
Whatever she does, I do. So I'm going to do it too.
I use Earth Chimp. That is my protein powder company. And I love it. I love it. And everything's expensive. Everything's expensive. If you want to take care of yourself, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to take care of yourself, time is expensive. I had this conversation. I'm going to keep this short because we crushed today. It's great. We're doing great. But it bothered me. Because I used to think like this too in terms of supplements, in terms of vitamins or pills or diets. It's always somebody else's responsibility. Like my weight loss is somebody else's responsibility.
Oh, wait. Let's get into
it. My health journey is somebody else's responsibility. If I had a trainer, I had a trainer. She was frightening. I loved her. She was so scary. But like that one workout I did with the trainer, why I wasted all my money, because I didn't do any, wasn't doing anything on the outside on the off days. I wasn't eating the right foods. I was just dying in this workout that she was giving me. And my head was like, well, this is your job. Like, I'm not losing weight, then you're not doing a good job.
Right.
What? So somebody said this to me recently, and it's not anybody else's responsibility. If you go to the gym 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, you take time out for yourself, you're paying for it, you're not going to have one result if you're not eating differently in the kitchen, if you're not sleeping differently at night, if you're not prioritizing how to de-stress yourself from whatever your daily stressors are, because that's a factor in weight loss. We talk about it all the time.
All the time.
So you come to CFIT, you do 7 days a week, because a lot of people do, which is awesome. You should.
Love it. Keep doing it.
But that's not on us. Your results are not on us. Are not on the instructor that's teaching the class. Your results are on you for what you do on the outside hours of that 1 45-minute class you gave yourself that day.
Yes.
So what are you eating in the kitchen? What bedtime are you giving yourself? What screen time are you giving yourself for your stress and your cortisol levels? All the hormones that hold on to weight. It's not anybody else's responsibility that you're not losing weight. Sorry.
Boom.
Just isn't. Certainly isn't mine.
Very frustrating, because people, I used to think the same way too. I had a trainer in New York and I'd see him once a week.
One time a week.
And I was like, I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. Okay.
We were having burgers and ice cream every night.
Yeah. Or even if you're not having burgers and ice cream every night, there are, just like she said, there's so many other factors. And working out with a trainer once a week, twice a week, even three times a week is not enough. You need to be working on yourself, unfortunately, all day long.
Every day. For the rest of your life.
Yeah. And somebody, I was at Kalahari. Yeah, yeah. The water park. I was having a body dysmorphia day.
Shocking.
I didn't want to wear a bathing suit. I was in a kid's water park. I didn't want to be in a bathing suit. And somebody came up to me and complimented me on, you know,
what looking a bitch.
What a bee. But it totally, number one, changed my day. And number two, my immediate response is, thank you. It's a struggle. It's a daily struggle. Because it is. It is a constant, every day, something that I have to work on, sometimes a little too much. But it doesn't stop just because it's Friday to Sunday. It doesn't stop because I left CFIT. Now I can do whatever I want. It is. I said, thank you. It's a struggle, but thank you. I appreciate it. So I'm glad somebody noticed, because it's a hard, hard thing to do. We get how hard it is, but it's, if the more consistent, the easier it becomes, because then it becomes a routine.
Yeah. It's on you.
What
it's,
a bee.
It's on you. Wait, and it's on me too.
Yeah.
Like, it's no one else's responsibility how I'm presenting myself and how I'm taking care of myself. So just, that's just my little tiny TED talk, because it's been bothering me. Well, and
that bothers me for you.
Well, and nothing's ever said maliciously or with, you know, any other intent other than nonsensical.
Yeah.
Right? Not thinking, not being aware. But it's no one, like, there is no comparison person to person, and there is no one else is in charge of, like, your story. So, figure it out, bitches.
Yeah.
Beaches.
The last thing, because I know she tried to wrap it up, and I love to say one more thing. If you are on Instagram or TikTok and you are watching what I eat in a day, and somebody says I eat this many grams of protein and I take this powder and I do this, don't buy into it. Go for the, like Victoria said earlier, it's an individual process. Mm-hmm. So if you eat exactly like that influencer, it doesn't mean you're going to get that result. If you buy that influencer's nutrition packet or whatever and said, I'm going to look like her if I eat this many grams of protein and exactly what she eats in a day, she's lying. She doesn't eat that in a day. I'm telling you firsthand, I've done them all. It's an individualized thing that you have to figure out on your weight and your, what did you say earlier?
Time?
No.
This is a pop quiz?
Yeah, it's a pop quiz.
On your way. Oh, age, yes, and activity level. Yes. I honestly was listening to you.
So. Thank you, Scrub Daddy. Anyway, if you're looking to watch the What I Eat in a Day videos, yeah, know that it's not what you eat in a day. That is what she eats in a day. And I bet you she's lying. So I'm going to tell you what I eat in a day in my next Instagram video.
And let me tell you, it's not going to look appetizing. No, it's not going to be pretty on a plate. No. Some of them I'm like, wow, that food is, it's beautiful. Like, that plate is beautiful. Yeah. It has all the colors. You must live in Hawaii. You know, all the things. Carly's is going to look normal.
It's going to be some brown avocado that's already half bad.
But we bought it.
Yeah, and I'm going to eat it because it's expensive.
You're not wasting that money.
On some, like, chicken. No, I like what I eat, but it just, it doesn't look good.
You should do that, actually. We'll promote when she's going to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to show you what I eat in a day.
You know what's going to happen? She's going to actually eat all her protein. It's going to be fantastic.
And I'm going to show you how social media lies.
With that said, remember, you are always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.